Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Today's topic, Nigeria can't stop Bitcoin. That's right, Nigeria can't stop Bitcoin. And this article comes to us from Coindesk.com, came out February 9th, 2021. The title says, Bitcoin can't be stopped. Bitcoin can't be stopped. Nigerians look to P2P exchanges after crypto ban. Some Nigerians plan to continue using Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies despite a directive issued by the Central Bank of Nigeria last week ordering banks to close down accounts associated with cryptocurrencies. So we have a situation here where people live in a country where they find the fiat currency to be unstable. As a result, they have chosen to use Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies as their choice for real money. And the government has reacted by sending out directives, passing laws, regulations, whatever, stating that banks are not allowed to exchange money for crypto or to facilitate in that exchange. The article begins, it says, there's no stopping crypto, it's the future, and we won't let some old fools take our future from us, one Nigerian Bitcoin user who wished to remain anonymous told CoinDesk, were Nigerians, using the crypto as a way out of poverty for the youth. Think about that. People in these poor countries are now looking at Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as a way to escape poverty, and that's because they view it as real money. Last week, the Central Bank of Nigeria ordered banks to close down accounts associated with cryptocurrencies, but this will not be enough to shut down Nigeria's cryptocurrency market. CBN clarified on Sunday that this is not a new order, but a reminder of a directive published in 2017. However, whether old or new, it's having an impact. In response, banks quickly cut ties with cryptocurrencies companies such as the Binance Exchange and social payments app Bundle, which in turn stopped accepting deposits. Nigeria has become a hotspot for cryptocurrency as an alternative to the Naira, a national currency prone to depreciation. Nigerians have found various use cases for decentralized digital currencies, from trading Bitcoin to make a living to using it to dodge trade restrictions with China. During protests against police corruption in the country last October, the Feminist Coalition was one activist nonprofit accepting donations going toward the protest. When the group's bank accounts were frozen and it couldn't accept funds, it switched to Bitcoin donations because the payment method could not be frozen. Some Nigerian cryptocurrency users aren't happy about the directive and have said they plan to continue using cryptocurrencies by using methods that are harder to detect and stop. We see here is that when you make a marketplace illegal, oftentimes what you do is you create a black marketplace. And that seems to be what's happening here with cryptocurrencies in Nigeria. People aren't going to stop using them. They're going to circumvent the directives from the central bank. Goes on, says, moving peer-to-peer. Some users think they can get around them by not using centralized exchanges. Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer, meaning that it can be transacted without intermediaries. Your bank may be able to shut down your account, but no one can shut down your Bitcoin wallet. This development, while concerning, will not be the end of Bitcoin in Nigeria, said Nigerian Bitcoin contributor Tim Akinobo on Twitter. Exchanges such as Binance have been affected because payment partners that store the Naira are no longer willing to deal with them due to the directive, but putting an indefinite pause on Naira deposits to exchanges. So while they are able to shut down the exchanges that have to work with banks, while people convert their fiat into Bitcoin, they're not able to shut down these peer-to-peer networks where people are buying and selling on an individual basis. The article continues, but there's an alternative. Peer-to-peer transactions, where two users connect directly to each other to trade cryptocurrency. In return for Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, a user might make a bank transfer directly to the other user, or may pay that person with cash. Platforms such as Paxful and a Binance's peer-to-peer platform help connect users to other users so they can coordinate these transactions. As we all know, peer-to-peer can't be stopped, one trader in Nigeria, Lucky, told CoinDesk. Now, actually, some peer-to-peer users have been stopped in the United States if they put themselves out there as a market maker where they're just buying and selling to anybody that comes along, they can find themselves in big, big trouble as an unlicensed money changer, whatever they want to call it. I don't know the technical word for it. Like I said, this is not financial advice. Most people will return to peer-to-peer transactions. Some will leverage several alternatives that connect crypto to legacy financial systems, like reloadable Visa or MasterCard. Most will simply use crypto as a choice reserve asset. A lot of activities will also go clandestine or underground, said developer and cryptocurrency educator Shemanis Chula. And that's what we're talking about when we say if you make a market illegal, oftentimes all you're doing is creating a black market. Crypto exchange Bundle made a similar comment in a statement to its customers about moving to alternative channels to ensure they can still buy and sell cryptocurrency. The email stated the exchange will provide more information about how this will work in the coming days. CBN did not respond to an inquiry from CoinDesk by PressTime about whether these alternatives are lawful. The article continues, a CBN order for banks to close accounts associated with cryptocurrency is supposed to curb criminal activity and risky investments. In its clarification, it also listed several reasons why it considers cryptocurrencies dangerous and noted that other central banks and international financial institutions have warned against their use. They have all made similar pronouncements based on the significant risk that transacting in cryptocurrencies pretend, risk of loss of investment, money laundering, terrorism financing, illicit fund flows, and criminal activities, the letter reads. Now, we've heard this over and over again that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is the choice of money launderers and criminals. The fact remains, anybody can check this out. Cash is, has, and for the foreseeable future, always will be the choice for criminals because there's no way to trace it. A lot of people think that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies can't be traced. That's not exactly true. A lot of these can be traced. Bitcoin keeps a record of all the wallets. So it's not the first choice for intelligent criminals. Let's just put it that way. The fact that CBM sent out this controversial memo to banks and other financial institutions without giving the industry participants and stakeholders an opportunity of dialogue shows how little they know about the Nigerian blockchain and cryptocurrency ecosystem, Chula said. He argued that Nigerians should have a choice over what assets they invest in, especially when the value of the Naira depreciates over time and users might want to use Bitcoin as a hedge against the continuous inflation. He said many Nigerians are using crypto trading to put themselves through school. Thousands of new businesses and jobs are being created by crypto innovation. In fact, the fact is that this directive was ill-advised, archaic, retrogressive, insensitive, and smacks of primitive superstition, he added. Some users are waiting to see if CBM issues any more rules or clarifications. Decentralized systems are hard to ban. But as for me, I'm waiting for more directives, and then I can pick my position as crypto enthusiast Abeo told CoinDesk, adding, but putting a ban in the first place is very bad. I don't like Nigeria. If it is to be banned totally, I will find a way to leave this Nigeria. Very interesting stuff here. We see a troubled economy that Nigeria presents. People are turning to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency because they feel that it's safer. You have to wonder if this is not something that we're going to see happen in more and more of these countries, and something that we might even happen to see in developed economies. If people lose faith in the local currency, will they turn to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency? It remains to be seen. Until next time, this is Cryptocurrency News, where we give you the news, not financial advice.